This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Tackling the escalating climate crisis will take the spotlight today as world leaders gather for their annual meeting at the United Nations. AP's Julie Walker reports.
While not every country is going to speak, and that includes the U.S., the goal of Secretary General Antonio Guterres's Climate Action Summit is to convince everyone to fight climate change.
I am deeply convinced that climate change is the defining issue of our time.
Another passionate voice will come from youth activist Greta Thunberg, who helped galvanize Friday's worldwide climate strike.
Millions of people across the globe marched and demanded real climate action.
The UN announced yesterday that it will cut its own carbon pollution 25% in the next 6 years. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he did nothing wrong in a telephone conversation with the new president of Ukraine. News reports claim Mr. Trump allegedly urged him to investigate the son of former vice president and 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. Speaking to reporters, President Trump says the whistleblower complaint from an intelligence official feels like the start of another witch hunt.
The conversation I had with the president of Ukraine was absolutely perfect. And people better find out who these people are that are trying to subvert our country, because here we go again. These are bad people.
Mr. Trump has pushed for an investigation of the Bidens for weeks, following news reports that explored whether a Ukrainian energy company tried to secure influence in the U.S. by employing Biden's younger son, Hunter. For more on this story or any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign has failed and that sanctions it imposed after abandoning the 2015 agreement on Iran's nuclear program show the United States is desperate. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions with Iran, which has been blamed for an attack on a Saudi oil facility. VOA's Arasha Arbasadi has more.
Sunday in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani said Iran would make its case this week at the UN to keep regional matters local.
We will present a plan to the world in the coming days at the United Nations that the Islamic Republic of Iran can create security and safety for the region with the help of neighboring countries. Wherever the Americans and our enemies were present, they destroyed security there, whether it is Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, or the Persian Gulf.
The Saudi Defense Ministry this week showed what it called undeniable evidence of Iran's involvement in the drone attack that quickly but temporarily affected oil cost and supply. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Iran's semi-official Fars News Agency says the British oil tanker seized by Iran in July will soon be released. The ship and its crew were seized by Iran's Revolutionary Guard in the Strait of Hormuz for alleged maritime violations, just weeks after British forces seized an Iranian oil tanker off the coast of Gibraltar. The European Union will insist that border controls be put up along the Irish border of Britain if it leaves the bloc without a deal. Jean-Claude Juncker, the European Commission president, told Sky News the EU will not bear any responsibility for the consequences that might arise from the British departure.
The European Union is not leaving the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union.
So who is responsible?
The United Kingdom. Because we did not invent the Brexit. We were never pleading in favor of any kind of Brexit. That's a British decision.
Britain is scheduled to leave the EU at the end of next month. Game of Thrones and Fleabag won top honors at the Emmys. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Sarzaletta reports.
HBO's Game of Thrones won Best Drama for the fourth time, with Peter Dinklage winning Supporting Dramatic Actor for a fourth time. Amazon's Fleabag won Best Comedy and Best Actress for its creator, Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Billy Porter became the first openly gay man to win a Best Drama Actor Emmy for his role in the FX show Pose. He expressed his gratitude during the Fox broadcast.
Oh my God, God bless you all. The category is love, y'all, love!
Jodie Comer and Julia Garner also won Drama Acting Awards.
Best music.